for the sake of the recording, good morning, everybody. I'll just switch the recording on. Glenn is going to come and read to us from Psalm 96.
Can I just say, isn't it wonderful that God's word is not covered, muzzled, masked? It will go on to fulfill its purpose. Thank God. Isn't it wonderful?
Yes.
O sing in the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Tell of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among all the peoples. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the peoples are worthless idols. But the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the peoples, ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in the splendor of holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. Yes, the world is established. It shall never be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice. Let the sea roar, and all that fills it. Let the field exult, and everything in it. Then shall all the trees of the forest sing for joy. Before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples in his faithfulness. Amen.
It's hard to say, it's hard to say to everyone, say hello, but I just want to say, to address to everyone, I pray that you're all safe, you're well. And I just prayed to the Lord last time, Lord, when I share, please don't let me to cry, because normally I'd really cry. And last July, my brother was really very ill with COVID-19, and I was waking up by my sister-in-law. She had called me early hours in the morning at 1:30. And she was telling me that my brother could not breathe at all. And they tried to find a transport where he can take him to the hospital, because my brother can't drive, you know. He was very ill to drive, but unfortunately there is an ambulance in their community, and then they called out and they came to help them. And one of my sister-in-law called me over the phone. We've been praying together, and I said to him, come and trust the Lord. God will heal him. Don't worry, you know, you have to put your faith in God. And when we pray for healing for my brother, and they, after that, she was really crying, and her daughter has been called to me as well. My niece from Switzerland had called me and asking me to pray for her dad. So we've been praying over the phone. And then my brother was rushed in the hospital, and my sister-in-law not able to get in because they're not allowed, so she was waiting outside. And then I text her, I said to her, I give her the insurance of God's word. I said, and the Lord said, I am the resurrections and the life. those who believe in me, though he died, he shall live. So I give the insurance to her. I said, hold that verse. God will make him alive. He will bring his life back. Because that is God's promise, you know, so those who believe in him. So, and that was really calm, my sister-in-law and my niece. And then the next day, I didn't really had a sleep when he called me early hours in the morning. And I was praying to the Lord. And when I prayed to God, I was like wrestling with him, you know, wrestling for my brother, you know. I said, Lord, please, I won't let you go until you bring healing to my brother. And I was praying and praying to the Lord. And God said to me, your fear. And I said to myself, I know, Lord, that my fear is that you are bigger than my fear, you know. And I said to the Lord, you are bigger than my fear, and you are bigger than my worries, you know. And I know that you will bring my brother back. So the following day, my brother's still in the emergency room, and he was there for 2 nights. And then the third day, he was almost recovering himself, and he was really badly ill. And then my sister-in-law called me, and she said, oh, your brother wants to go out because there's no bed in the hospital. And then we prayed to the Lord, and I said, Lord, my brother wanted to get out, but there's no bed for him in the hospital. And there is no taxi either. So I pray, Lord, please give the provision to my sister-in-law, help her what she has to do. And then finally, she decided to take my brother out after 3 days, and she was looking for a taxi, and she can't find anywhere because it's all locked down and quarantine. And then there's a man there, came to him, and he said, Mom, are you looking for transport? He shared it to me, my sister-in-law, and she said, yes, I am. And then, I can take you where you want to go. So that man was really help her, you know. So they took my sister-in-law and my brother home because my brother could not sleep and there's no bed at all. So when he take it home, this man said, my sister-in-law said to him, how much would you charge? He said, don't worry, you paid me how much you can afford, you know. So when she shared it to me, I was so delighted because I know the Lord was with them, you know, and the Lord was provisioned everything for them. And then after a few days, my brother was starting, not really recovering, but she's still feeling very ill because he's got this pneumonia at the same time. And then he's got hemorrhoids, and that was makes him really bad. And then he was a few days in the house. We've been praying for him, and they could not take him to the hospital. But eventually, the Lord was really good, and I could not thank God how he touched my brother. And he was now recovering, and he's waiting for his operation now for his hemorrhoids. And he's waiting to be recovered from his pneumonia. And I said to God, Lord, I don't know what we should do without you, Lord. You know, everything is you who did everything for us, you know. And my sister-in-law was so delighted, and I praise the Lord for everything. And he is good, and he's not really turned away from us when we are in trouble. He is there for us. Because his word is alive, and he settled his word in heaven and on earth. And when he said it, he declared, and all we have to do is to claim that words of God, and he will do it. Amen. Amen.
Anybody else?
I've got a brief one if nobody answers.
Yeah.
It's very brief, very quick.
Just a thought that came to me as I think as John was praying, You've probably all heard this one before. We may have spoken it a couple of weeks ago, but I was just reminded in Daniel when the scriptures about Darius, when he was given a royal decree, he was cheated, really, wasn't he? He was cheated by the satraps that he put into power. And they wanted, and these satraps didn't particularly like Daniel, did they? No, no, the world doesn't like the church, did you know? And no, they don't like us telling them, they don't like it open. That's the truth, by the way. And
Dad's army.
Yeah, Dad's army, God's army, this one. And but this scripture that came to me, and it was, now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went home, and in his upper room, with his windows open towards Jerusalem, he knelt down on his knees three times that day and prayed and gave thanks before his God. And this is, for me, this is the big bit, as was his custom since early days. You know, sometimes we laugh at customs, don't we? But this custom we cannot laugh at, because it's between us and the Lord. And if we I'm reminded of Jesus also, when it was his custom, the scripture says, every Sabbath to preach. It was Paul's custom to do the same thing. It should be our custom to do what God wants and meet together. Amen. So let's remember that.
I know people do laugh at customs. Did you want to share, Karen? I thought somebody else had wanted to share. Sorry, I thought there was an indication.
One thing, when Stephen was speaking, to do with the fellow that had the transport, that we must be aware that any time we can be entertaining angels, and it happens so often.
Amen. Yeah. Absolutely. Very good. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Okay. Well, we'll have a brief time of prayer. I'm not sure if you've got prayer requests. It sounds like we still need to be praying for your brother Eva. Yeah, we'll continue to do that. Thank you for your prayers for young Ben, the neighbour of Christy and Ivan. There's not really an update. He's going through chemo. The difficulties of that 9-year-old lad.
He was taken back in hospital about this week.
Oh, was he? Oh, okay. So we'll continue to pray for him. Yeah, he's basically going through it as you would as a child going through chemotherapy. And the family, obviously, Jack and Katie, the parents, and his other brothers and sisters.